This is Dan with Englishman at San Diego. I'm here at WonderCon 2018 with Paul Scanlon, the co-founder and CEO of Legion. I'm kind of talking about some of their new projects that announced at their panel yesterday. So, Paul, tell me about some of these projects that you guys announced yesterday.
No, sure, absolutely. Yeah, we had a lot of fun on our panel. We're very excited to be here at WonderCon talking about Bad Samaritan. That's probably one of our biggest projects right now, and it's going to hit theaters on May 4th. And that project, we partnered with Dean Devlin, who is the creator of Stargate and Independence Day and a lot of others, The Librarians. And we're excited because this is it's a thriller, it's a psychological thriller. It's starring David Tennant. And it's really a fun movie, and it's independently produced by Dean and independently distributed. And Dean's been just a total pleasure to work with, and we're really excited to bring Bad Samaritan to theaters.
Now, I know, in addition to Bad Samaritan, you guys announced all kinds of new projects coming up, and you had some of the actual creators for those projects at the panel. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So these, we announced three new projects that are on our development slate. That means they're a little earlier in the development cycle, but they've all got scripts and are at different levels of development. The first one is called Airship Cowboys, and it's an animated series, which, if you think of the log line there, is Archer meets Blazing Saddles, and it's a really fun adventure. Takes place in kind of the Western times, but has a lot of fun and isn't necessarily trying to be, you know, true to the time and the era. So mixing things up a little bit. We also announced a project called Evermore, and this is based on some IP that came out of a steampunk installation in Wisconsin that many people may have heard of. It's called Evermore. It was built by Dr. Evermore. It's called Evermore Park, and the installation is the largest steampunk installation in the world, and it's called the Forevertron. And the series, this is like a fantasy series that explores multiple universes that the Forevertron has access to, and it's a very kind of family oriented series, which is a little bit of a departure for Legion M. So we've had a lot of fun doing our horror and thrillers and Colossal and Bad Samaritan and Mandy, and we're excited to also you know, do something that might have a little more general audience appeal. And so that's Evermore. Then we have the last one that we announced is called Malice. And Malice is the log line there is really, if you imagine what would have happened if Romeo and Juliet didn't die, and the Montagues and the Capulets would have to put up with each other. And this takes place in modern times, but it's a story in Philadelphia about Malice is related to, you know, the two families and testing the boundaries of whether Philadelphia really is the city of brotherly love or not. And so yeah, we're excited about all three of these projects, and we've just added them to our slate.
Now, I know you said all three projects were in the early stage of development. Any idea on release times frames?
Oh, no. These are all really early. So we've got, you know, they're at the script stage right now, and we'll be adding talent and adding packaging them basically to take out to the marketplace and look for partners to make them a reality.
Now, I know you said Bad Samaritan was coming out. That's May 4th, right?
Yep, May 4th. May the 4th be with us.
Now, other than that, do you have any other projects that are actually coming out? I know the Stanley Kevin Smith thing we talked about previously, previous interviews. Can you tell us more about releasing for that, if there is any news on that?
Yeah, we haven't announced a release on that, but it's, you know, it's all shot and in the can, and we're out talking to different various partners about making that into a full series where we would finish the Stan Lee episode, but then we would shoot multiple more. The whole idea is creating a library of icons. And then we also have our film that premiered at Sundance, Mandy, We'll have a theatrical release in the fall. We haven't picked the exact date, but it's been picked up by RLJ, and we'll go to a theatrical release in the fall, which we're really excited about. That film, as a reminder, is starring Nick Cage. It's directed by Panos Cosmatos, and it's a really unique, beautiful film. And coming out of Sundance, it was the number one best reviewed film at Sundance, so we're pretty proud of it.
Got it. Now, what other? I know you guys are here. Do you have, where can people find you on the internet? Find more about information.
Legion M? Absolutely. So if you go to legionm.com, that's really the best place. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and we do a pretty good job of keeping our investors and anyone that's interested in understanding what we're doing informed. If you scroll down on our website on the main page, it's basically a daily diary of everything we're doing when we're at WonderCon, when we go to different cons, when our films premiere, when we do sneak peeks, when we, you know, when we're announcing new projects. We treat it almost like a blog, where we're constantly updating everybody on all the great stuff that we're doing.
And any last words you'd like to our listeners?
Well, I just, you know, one thing I would mention is, you know, we've got a new round coming up. So we've had a lot of people join recently, but we haven't been available for investment. And so we're going to open it back up for investors. And we're doing it in a unique way this time around, where people that want to participate. And by the way, I should mention that it's totally free to join Legion M. There's no obligation to invest or anything. And sometimes that's a nice way to kind of get to know us and get to see what we're doing and what types of projects we're involved in. With this next round, we're allowing people to make a reservation, which will guarantee them a spot, but it's non-binding. So if you change your mind, it doesn't obligate you to make an investment. But some of our rounds of the last two, one of them in particular, was like really oversubscribed. And so there were a lot of people that weren't able to participate. So we want to make sure that if people that are aware of it, make that reservation. That guarantees you'll be able to make that investment when we open the round. And that'll probably happen in mid-April timeframe. But if you sign up and join Legion M, you'll be the first to be notified when all that's happening.
Cool. Thank you for your time once again, Paul.
All right. Thank you.